Hare Krishna. I'll be reading about the pastimes of Rup Goswami. 1489 to 1564. Rup Goswami was born into a Brahmin family in East Bengal. He had four brothers and one sister. He and two of his brothers, Sanatan and Anupam, were pure devotees of Krishna. Rup and Sanatan excelled in their studies of scripture and were loved by the people for their devotional qualities. Rup wrote books on Vedic philosophy, and Sanatan was regularly moved to tears while reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam. These two brothers were popularly known as Raja Shishta, the kings of learning. They were so well liked that they attracted the attention of the Muslim ruler Nawab Hussain Shah. The Nawab was determined to press Rup and Sanatan into his service. He considered that with them by his side, it would be easier to control the people. He ordered the brothers, "I want you as my right-hand men to help govern the state. If you don't agree, I will throw your whole family out of the country and punish the devotees very severely." To protect their family and friends, the brothers had little choice but to yield to these demands. Being delighted at their submission, the Nawab gave them great riches. He awarded Rup with the title Dabir Khas, the private secretary, and Sanatan was called Sakar Malik, the minister of taxes. Even though they were forced into government service, the two brothers never forgot Krishna. They longed for the day when they could meet their Lord in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the savior of the fallen. Knowing that Sri Chaitanya was living in Jagannath Puri, Rup and Sanatan wrote many letters to him, explaining their position. They hoped and prayed that one day the all-powerful and most merciful Lord would save them from the misery of materialistic life and engage them once again in his service. Before long, their prayers were answered. Lord Chaitanya, while traveling to Vrindavan with thousands of his followers, made a detour on the way. He stopped purposefully at Ramakeli, a short distance from where the brothers were posted. As Rup and Sanatan were acting as high Muslim officials, they decided to disguise themselves as ordinary people so as not to attract attention. Taking with them their younger brother Anupam, they hurried to Ramakeli in the dead of the night. Arriving there, they quickly moved through crowds of devotees. Seeing the Lord, they took straw in the teeth as a sign of humility and fell before him. Sri Chaitanya was in ecstasy. "You are my eternal servants, birth after birth," he declared, lifting and embracing them to his chest. "I am sure Lord Krishna will deliver you very soon." All the devotees were happy to see this. After the brief reunion, the brothers returned home. Some months later, Sri Chaitanya was returning to Jagannath Puri from his pilgrimage in Vrindavan. At that time, Rup and Anupam were able to give up their worldly responsibilities and join the Lord's Sankirtan party. Sanatan was delayed as the Nawab refused to release him from his duties. It was only after being imprisoned and then escaping that Sanatan was later able to join the Lord at Puri. Shortly after this, Anupam left his mortal body. Whilst in Puri, Rup and Sanatan Goswami directly received from Sri Chaitanya many lessons in the science of Krishna consciousness. Thus, they became highly advanced and empowered devotees. The Lord entrusted them with the most difficult tasks. "You brothers, please go to Vrindavan and unearth the hidden holy places. Construct beautiful temples for Radha and Krishna and write books on the devotional subjects I have taught you." In this way, the two Goswamis were given their life's mission and left for Vrindavan. The deity in the hill. Getting started in Vrindavan was not so easy. Roop and Sanatan felt that they were going nowhere. One day, not knowing what to do for the best, they were sitting on the banks of Yamuna River. Just then, a charming young boy approached them. "Why do you look so sad?" he asked. Roop replied, "Our mission is to build temples and to establish the worship of Radha and Krishna, but we cannot see how to start." "Follow me," the young boy beckoned, leading them to a small hill. He explained, "Every day a cow comes here and showers her milk on this hillock. The milk seeps through the earth and feeds a beautiful deity of Krishna that is buried within. The deity is called Govind Dev and was hidden there during one of the Muslim invasions." The boy quickly disappeared. The brothers were amazed, and to see if the story was true, Roop waited behind and watched. Quite soon, he saw the cow come and shower down her milk, just as the boy had described. Convinced of the boy's story, Roop called over some local villagers and urged them to start digging. Sure enough, before long, a beautiful black deity of Krishna was unearthed. It was Govind Dev, and everyone was astounded. The news spread everywhere, and Roop gained many followers. Among them was the powerful Maharaj Man Singh, who donated vast quantities of sandstone for temple construction. The mighty Emperor Akbar also lent his full support. They helped construct a magnificent 7-story temple, which became famous as one of the finest examples of architecture in the whole of India. A century later, the Muslim tyrant Aurangzeb became so inflamed with envy that he had the top parts destroyed. But even now, the remains can still be appreciated as an impressive temple, and for Vaishnavas, it is a revered place of pilgrimage. Sri Roop and Sri Sanatan Goswami were constantly and intently absorbed in devotional service. When they are chanting and practical duties allowed, they loved to meet for Krishna Katha. Talking about Krishna and Radharani's pastimes was their life and soul. They took such delight in discussing Krishna, the hours just seemed to roll by. One day, they met in the morning and with great enthusiasm engaged in such conversation. The sweet pastimes of Krishna stole away their minds as they talked more and more. It was approaching late afternoon when Roop thought to himself, "My elder brother, who is my spiritual guide, has not taken prasad today. How can I feed him?" While this thought was crossing his mind, an enchanting young girl approached them with a message. "Dear holy ones, excuse me for interrupting your discussion, but my mother has noticed you've been here for a long time without food or drink. She has sent me here with some rice, milk and sugar. Please cook something to offer to Krishna and then take prasad." The Goswamis only heard half the sweet words of the child and continued their discussion. Wanting to please the holy men, the girl constructed a fire nearby and prepared a delicious kheer. She took it to Roop and Sanatan. "Dear Goswamis," she said, "I've made a delicious sweet rice for you. Please offer it to Krishna and take prasad. I must go now as my mother is waiting." Roop offered the preparation to Krishna and served a portion to Sanatan. Now Sanatan Goswami had at different times tasted Jagannath Prasad at Puri and even relished the sacred remnants of Lord Chaitanya's meals. He was therefore familiar with the ecstasies experienced when honoring such potent prasad. But when he tasted the sweet rice that Roop served him, he was overwhelmed with waves of rapture as never before. He cried out, "My dear brother, what have you done?" Roop replied, "What do you mean? I don't understand." Sanatan continued, "What do I mean? Tell me this, Roop. What did you desire in your heart today?" Puzzled, Roop stared at Sanatan and innocently explained, "I only desired that you, my elder brother and guru, would be able to eat something." "That is exactly it," retorted Sanatan. "Because of that desire, Srimati Radharani herself came here and personally cooked the kheer. She, like Krishna, is our worshipable deity, and out of ignorance, we have accepted service from her." "What have we done, Roop? You must never desire like that again. Never." They cried tears of love, thinking of the kindness of Srimati Radharani, the queen of Vrindavan. Eating the kheer, they trembled as they entered deeper and deeper ecstasies. Never before had they tasted such incredible sweet rice. Again they cried and again they ate until it was all finished. Then they broke the clay pot into small pieces. Bit by bit, they ate it until that too was gone. The miraculous Kadamb tree. Within their lifetimes, Roop and Sanatan Goswami, with the help of the other leading devotees of Vrindavan, established Krishna consciousness just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed. Roop wrote huge volumes of literature containing over 1 lakh verses. The Nectar of Devotion today remains one of his most famous works. Much of his writing was done under the shade of a particular Kadamb tree at Nandgram. When Roop Goswami wrote about the grief which Radha and Krishna experienced in separation from each other, the tree would immediately shed its leaf as if it was crying. Yet, when Roop wrote about the great happiness the divine couple felt upon being united, the Kadamb tree would miraculously sprout new leaves and fruits as an expression of joy. Roop Goswami's burial shrine is at the Seva Kunj within the courtyard of the Radha Damodar temple. He is Roop Manjari in Krishna Leela. Sri Roop Goswami ki jai. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.